Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on a very busy Monday, the eighth day of the month of April. Big week, obviously, in sports, folks. First of all, nice weather today. If you're out and about, you just know that it's like 70 degrees out there today on the streets. So it feels like springtime. You got a national championship tonight, maybe not one that thrills. Hey, listen, if you're not a little bit of a purist, you're not going to like this game. Okay, but if you know anything about basketball, this game should be intriguing because you couldn't have a more even matchup, with Texas Tech against Virginia. Not going to light up the country. Not going to light up the sets. You don't have any big markets. You don't have anything that's going to get a big rating. But you know what? It should be a fun game. I mean, it's not going to be high scoring. I mean, you know, if you get in the mid-60s, that'd be about it. But it should be a very interesting game. We'll spend some time on it, obviously, and some things over that went on over the weekend. That got us to this spot with Texas Tech and Virginia in the national title game. They cut the nets down. Then all eyes turned to Augusta as this is Christmas week if you're a golfer. And if you're not a golf fan, this is still a big event because unless you're just clueless, you've understood that the Masters is one of the great sporting events in America and one of the great TV events on the weekend. It's just an amazing event to watch on any level, whether you like golf or not. It's just a great show. 9 times out of 10, it's a great field. It's obviously an historic place, kind of a magical place for golf. And it's Augusta week. That's all you have to say. And the players are already on the grounds, and they're all excited, and they go through their rituals as well. And they'll all be clued into the championship, and then they'll get ready for the Masters, which begins on Thursday morning. We'll give you some odds and everything else, although I'm sure that Rory's the favorite this year. He's been playing very well. He's been there almost week in, week out, so he is the favorite going into Augusta. Yankees, I guess everyone can calm down now that the Yankees proved they could beat the Orioles. Hey, when the smoke clears, the Orioles will be where they belong. The Yankees will be where they belong. That's just the way it goes. That's the way baseball works. Yankees got their bats going and had a fun weekend. Now they go to Houston, and they are underdog tonight for the first time this year in a game. Tanaka against Verlander. So for the first time this season, the Yankees go into a game, not expecting to win, not picked to win, as far as the odds maker goes, as they get Verlander tonight with Tanaka in Houston. That is coming up tonight. The Mets get the day off after a ugly game yesterday that they made close. I have a couple thoughts on the Mets. One, obviously, is Wheeler's got to get going. So do a couple other guys. But if there's one thing you can take from this early part of the Mets season, it's that Alonso has already, made his mark. He has already captivated the Mets. He's already captivated their fan base. He's already kind of like the guy. I mean, it didn't take him very long. It took him just a couple of days, as a matter of fact. They have really, really latched onto him in a very big way. Now, he's going to go through his rough spots. He's going to go through his adjustment periods. They'll adjust to him. He'll have to adjust to them. I think he's the kind of hitter who can. I think he's a little better than just your guy who's going to, grip it and rip it. I think he's a little better than that. I think he's using the whole field. I think he's got a clue at the plate and obviously has a lot of power. Look at the extra base hits he's already had. Now you got a lot of guys that have a lot of home runs. The other day, I was reading things saying, boy, Trout doesn't hit a homer. And all of a sudden, now you're hearing about Trout's historic start 5 days later. Torres didn't have an RBI. Now, after a couple of games, oh, look what Torres is doing. That's the way it is. It goes. I mean, you know, 4 or 5 games, and all of a sudden, everyone changes their tune. All of a sudden, now it's Trout. Can he continue this historic start? Well, last week was a bad start. Everyone was asking where the power was. They found the power, you know, 5 home runs right in short order, and all of a sudden it's, look at the OPS. Look at these historic numbers he's putting up this year. All right. Went from nothing to historic in a couple of days. That's the way the season goes right now, obviously. Everyone overreacts dramatically. Yes, the Yankees have injuries, no question about it. Yes, they're going to have to do some things better. So are the Mets. But so far, for the Mets, so good. So for the Yankees, been a slow start. But again, they're, you know, considering what's happening with the Red Sox, they're in fine shape as they begin the week in Houston this evening. So we got a lot of stuff going on, as we said. Some basketball in a game that is, you know, the way I look at it is this. Texas Tech has played better than everybody else. They've played better than everybody else. Virginia has found a way to escape 2 games where if you know anything about the sport and actually watch the game closely, you know there are 2 points in these games. In the last 2 games, we have said, for Virginia, it's over. The other team was on the line, and you said the game's over. Oh, it's over. And then you saw what happened. They went through the most outrageous things that could possibly happen. One, to get to overtime, and then get the win against Purdue, and then to score 6 points as they did in those final seconds. And I know so much has been made about what went on there and this and that. I've heard so much baloney. Like, everyone knew that was a double dribble. Give me a break. I mean, come on. You couldn't have found 2 people who picked that up in real time. I mean, come on. You had to know it hit his heel. You couldn't even see it. You were looking at him for the foul. You're watching the whole court. You're not watching his heel. I mean, if the ball doesn't hit his heel, it's not a double dribble. So, I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, the idea that's a, you know, oh, how could they ever miss a call? So obvious. I mean, give me a break. And then the foul call where a lot of people, you know, jumped up and down. I mean, if that's not a foul, what is? I mean, that's an absolute foul. The amazing thing is that guy actually scored 6 points in the last 6 seconds and hit the three free throws like it was, you know, he was in his driveway. He didn't even seem to be, I mean, I know he said he was scared to death, but he didn't show it. And think about it. I've seen Jerry West miss in that spot. I've seen some of the greatest players in history go to the line and miss in spots like that. I mean, that's not easy. That's some of the great foul shooting you'll ever see. The pressure there is enormous to make those free throws. I mean, the way he just stepped up there and knocked them down, unbelievable. So Virginia, who had the worst loss that a team could ever have, is now on the brink of bouncing back and all the way back. And they've already had 2 games where they had no heartbeat. The game was over. And they came back from the dead. And now they're still living. So you have a magical team here that has only lost a handful of games in the last 2 years. Let's be honest. They have not been beaten very many times in the last 2 years. 6 times in 2 years. One of them a doozy, but 6 times in 2 years. Against a team that plays a wicked brand. They almost remind me, it's almost like they're this year's version of Texas Western. I understand it's a different set of encyclopedias. But it's almost like, it almost reminds me of that. Their run here. It's like, it got to the point where it's like kind of hard to take them seriously. And here they are. But they've been good. And they've actually done it for the most part without their star being good. Although, let's be honest, when that game got to 52-51, Culver took over. He did exactly what you expect the guy to do. He hit 1 or 2 free throws. He hit a 2 and he hit a 3. He scored six straight points. Now, Mooney delivered him. Mooney kept him in the game. Mooney delivered him. Mooney got him there. Defense and Mooney got him there. But then he took over at the end. And give him credit, because a lot of times, guys who are stars at the end of games where they've had bad games will run away from the ball. He didn't run away from the ball. He took the ball willingly. It says a lot about him. There's a lot of times guys will be like, hey, it has been my game. It's not my time right now. It's not my Well, he didn't run away from the ball. He said, give me the ball and get out of the way. I think if these two teams played 100 times, it'd be 50-50. That's how even I think they are. I think they are that even. I don't think there's a discernible difference. I think certain things that each of them do better, but I don't think there's a thread difference between these two teams. I think that's how close they are. I think it's a bounce of a ball. So that's tonight's game. Masters to come, baseball, everything else. Football, closer to the draft. Quarterbacks in vogue. A lot of quarterback chatter, as always, this time of year. We'll get it all rolling on this Monday right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.